From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
Adam No Adams, the United States briefed NATO allies today on the direction of its military and economic strategies to capture those responsible for the September 11th attacks. At a meeting of allied defense ministers, Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz said the U.S. is planning a multifaceted, long-term battle against terrorism in which military tools are only one aspect. From NATO headquarters in Brussels, NPR's Julie McCarthy has a report.
Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz summed up U.S. thinking, saying, "We are going to try to find every snake in the swamp, but the essence of the strategy is to drain the swamp." Wolfowitz did not come to NATO for the purpose of laying out evidence of who the United States believes the so-called snakes are. The Deputy Secretary, who attended the meeting in place of Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, suggested there was no need to do that. He said it is obvious from watching television the day of the attacks who was behind them. And Wolfowitz repeated the administration's claim that Osama bin Laden and his organization, Al-Qaeda, are the guilty parties.
There's no question what happened. Their leader has publicly called for killing Americans, and there is no question that some of the people involved in the horrible events of September 11th are connected to Al-Qaeda. There's no question about any of that. It's also important to emphasize that there are things that we don't know. And a big part of our challenge is to find out that information so that we can find these people and so we can hunt them down.
NATO Secretary General George Robertson told reporters that late in the day, Mr. Wolfowitz had passed along newly obtained information linking bin Laden to the attacks. 2 weeks ago, the NATO allies took the unprecedented step of saying they considered the attack on the United States an attack on them all. But the U.S. requested no assistance from the allies today. One NATO source said the Europeans are patient and respect the fact that the complex investigations the United States has launched take time. Wolfowitz acknowledged that the U.S. is working closely with individual allies through intelligence channels. In what Lord Robertson called uniquely open talks, Russia today shared information with NATO defense ministers on the terrorist threat in Afghanistan. Russia's decision not to block the deployment of U.S. troops and aircraft in former Soviet Central Asia represents a huge shift. With Defense Secretary Sergei Ivanov at his side, Robertson lauded the Russian contribution in fighting the scourge of global terrorism.
Today we had a very useful exchange, both of opinions and views, but also of information that sometimes only ministers of defense can focus on.
Analysts have said that with the tragic events of September 11th in the United States, Washington may now be encouraged to see Russia as an ally in a new kind of war. Today, Russian Defense Minister Ivanov didn't disparage the idea, nor did he dismiss the question put to him, "Does your country want to join NATO?"
I don't rule out anything, but I think everybody has to understand, as of today, that the world is changing 10 times quicker than was the case 10 or 15 years ago.
Chechnya, where Russia has justified its military actions on the basis of defending against terrorism, was not discussed today. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, NATO headquarters.